The Torah tells us at the end or the preceding the end of the Makkah of Barad, Vayetze Moshe min Paro es hayir. He went out of the city from Paro, Vayifros kapav, and Moshe extended his hands, al Hashem to Hashem, Vayechdalu hakolos v'habarad. And at that point, the Barad, the, you know, all of the hail, the miraculous hail, it stopped at that point. So, umatzo l'nasach arza, and then nothing else fell to the ground. So, within the pasuk, we have an interesting description here, and that is that it's though v'yifros kapav, that Moshe extended his hands in tefillah. So, meaning, as you could imagine, right? Imagine a picture of a saintly person davening to Hashem with their hands extended up like this. I'm sure we could find many photographs of that. This image of extended hand towards outstretched towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the question asked by Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes is, why is it that we do not find Jewish people davening like this nowadays? Why is it that if we find throughout Tanakh, and there are many places in Tanakh, in Malachim, in Divrei Yamim, Yeshayahu, Tehillim, Sefer Ezra, in many places, we find people davening outwardly with their hands stretched out towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is that not a posture that we find in our davening nowadays? This is the question that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks in the Shulchan Aruch. We also see these types of posture in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Pirkei Rabbi Ezra and Perek Mem Dalet, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why is it that we don't have this type of hand motions when we daven? So Rabbi Kiva Eger cites the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva in Siman Ayin Dalet. And he says that we see that the Goyim, the non-Jews, pray in this fashion as well, with their hands stretched outwardly, palms facing up like this. The Sifri in Sefer Devarim in Pisgah Kuf Mem Vav says that we don't use matsevos anymore. We don't use single stone altars to serve Hashem. Why? Even though the Avos used matsevos in Sefer Bereishis, once the non-Jews started using that method of serving their gods in that way, we do not want to use it anymore to serve our God. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the name of the Be'er Sheva, this is the reason why, because this outstretched palms upwards fashion of davening is found by the Goyim, and therefore Jews do not daven in such a way nowadays. Let's look at the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva in Siman Ayin Zayin in our printings says, "Min Urai Temeisi Lama Ein Anu Noagin Lispalo Bezekifa Sedayim Lamala Kamoshnogav Osav Merolam." Why is it, we'll just put the sources there again, why is it, says the Be'er Sheva, that we don't have this type of davening like we see Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parsha? He goes on to note, we have other aspects of tefillah from Moshe Rabbeinu, why not this posture as well? And he says, V'shemi yeshomar ma'achash nimsu nogen umos ha'olam akum l'spal kach b'zekifas adayim l'mal mefursam. The Goyim play with their hands upwardly like this, with their palms facing Hashem, facing the sky. We don't daven in such a way. It says in the pasuk in Dvarim, Hashem hates using a matseva, the single stone altar. Even though in the days of the Avos, they did use a matseva in serving Hashem. Once the Goyim come and they use a method for their type of worshiping, we don't want to use it as well. Now, this is the pshat given by the Be'er Sheva, cited by Rabbi Kiva Eger. The author of the Be'er Sheva, Rabbi Yisachar Eilenberg, has a perish on Rashi on Chumash. So if you go to the end of Parshas Beshalach, where Moshe is raising up his hands in the battle with Amalek, he repeats the same thing he says in the Be'er Sheva. He then adds that the pasuk says, Kasher Rim Moshe Es Yado, and regarding the battle with Amalek, and this means that his hands were clasped together. He says, actually, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven like this. We have this image from nursery that Moshe Rabbeinu stood there with his arms stretched up like this, and Aaron and Hur holding up. So the Seidel Darach says, no. It says, Yado. Moshe davened like this, with one hand, with his hands interlocked together, one hand upward like this. That's how he viewed it, according to the Seidel Darach. Nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva Eger cites this again in his Mechtavim. He uses the argument of the Be'er Sheva to forbid musical instruments in shul. We've spoken about this before, the Isser of using musical instruments during davening, even when it's not Shabbos. All the same arguments is cited l'halacha by the Pachad Yitzchak in his section on tefillah as well. And this is the argument that is offered by the Be'er Sheva, why we don't daven in this type of formulation nowadays. I will note that Rabbi Lefkowitz called me today when he saw what we were talking about, and he gave me a mari makom to a beautiful piece from Yaakov Kamenetsky. This Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's the whole shiur, I think is a good shiur tonight, but this Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is worth the whole shiur. Listen to this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yaakov Anach. He doesn't agree with the approach of the Be'er Sheva. He has reasons why he doesn't like it. And he says it's odd to say that something that was performed by all the tzaddikim and all the Talmidei Chacham and Tanakh should be abandoned because the Goyim do the same thing. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that the davening of outstretched hands, Prisas Kapayim, represents something else. He says when the Kohanim bless the Tzibor, by Birchas Kohanim, they stand with their hands like this, outward, with the palms facing down. That represents the idea that the Shefa, the Baracha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is coming downward towards us. But the idea of davening with Prisas Kapayim, with the palms facing upward towards Hashem like this, this imagery, that represents the idea that we are mekabel whatever a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends to us when we're done davening. We say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm here to catch it. Whatever you send me, I'm ready to catch it like this. The problem, says Yaakov Kamenetsky, is that in our generation, we are not prepared to be mekabel whatever Hashem sends us. In the previous generations, they understood that whatever Hashem sent is for the best, is for the good, and they were mekabel whatever Hashem sent. But in our generations, we're on a lower level, we are not as accepting for what a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends our way, and we're not in a place where we can accept the bad along with the good. And therefore, we don't daven in this position with our hands up, because we are not prepared to catch whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu sends our way because of our lower level. What a beautiful pshat from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Let's move on to another pshat. We'll call that pshat number two. Number three, Rav Menachem Nasa Neta Orbach, who's the Rav in Yerushalayim, who's a friend of Rav Kook. He writes in his Arach Neman and Shulchan Arach and Simon Peites. He says a different reason. He says, the Zohar says in the beginning of Parshas Yisra, Lahaflig begodol hisser lemisha marim yada lemigana velo betsili beverachan. Umeshachashidin de gambolo idan delusa yarim yada lemigana ikral prisas kapayim. Apparently, he says, they stopped raising their hands during davening because of the Zohar. The Zohar says that you shouldn't raise your hands like this when you're not davening. There was a concern that people would raise their hands up with the palms facing upwards when it wasn't during davening, and therefore they stopped doing it during davening itself, so people wouldn't come to doing that outside of davening. Let's look at the Kav HaYashar. The Kav HaYashar writes in Perach Samach Gimel, it's very beloved by Hashem to daven in such a fashion like this. There are 10 malachim who watch over this. Ten fingers raising up towards the 10 malachim. But if it's not during davening, not a bracha, it's usher to raise your hands up like this to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We also hizra zor v'layuru pnei reikam dafke b'shas tefila o bebirchas v'hodos. As chayiv laharim yad v'etzmosav. During davening, you should daven like this with your hands raised up towards Hashem. The Kabbalah Hu Bi'adi says, the Kav HaYashar, kol ha-meirim yad v'etzmosav shelo b'shas tefila, one who raises their hands up towards Hashem, not during davening, shelo tzorech b'vada yavolav eza onish b'karv, you'll be punished. And therefore, this is the reason why we're afraid that maybe we're going to do it outside of the proper context. We could suggest that our kavan is not on such a high level nowadays. We're afraid that raising our hands during davening would be a misuse of this very holy posture. This is stated clearly by Rav Ruvein Margolios in his Nefesh Chai in Simen Sadihei in Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at what he writes. He says, "Vevesi b'sefer Be'er Sheva, shukasa ma'odi temesi lamei na nogin l'vizikio sedayim l'mala." Why don't we do this? And he quotes the Zohar and Parshas Yisro, "Ashkachana b'sefer d'shleima d'malka d'cholman arim d'yadu alea." He says, "V'lachein achrei shein anu mechavnim b'keios monim atzmenu l'harim yadav b'tfil." We don't have proper kavanah during davening, so to go and do this with our hands outstretched like we're so religious and to not have proper kavanah is against the Zohar. A similar approach is found in the Hagdama to Rav Yaakov Emden and his Siddur, the Makor HaChaim is lost. So that's reason number three, why we don't daven nowadays with outstretched arms. Reason number four, the Prima Gadim in his Tevas Goma. Prima Gadim wrote Chedushim on Chumash. In Parshas Devarim, he suggests, the Haftorah says, B'parashem kapechem. The Haftorah, Parshas Devarim says, you'll extend your arms. Kohen Shaharag Nefesh Asrla says Kapav, V'tfilah Ha'ilifnim V'prisas Kapai V'achsha Bitlu, Ki Bavonoseinu HaRamim Ein Nizharim Mipnei Gezel Chedoma, Ein Kategor Nasa Seregar. You have to be Neki Kapayim, says the Prima Gadim. You have to make sure your hands are used for mitzvos. But unfortunately nowadays, people are stealing, people are not using their hands for mitzvos, they're hurting people, they're attacking people, lo aleinu, and therefore, kavachomer shel la'albim pnei chaver barabim mekilu shevech davim. So says the Prima Gadim, we don't extend our hands like this, because if you do this, but you use your hands improperly to hurt people, to hurt other human beings, then it's a bit of a chutzpah that you're going to use these hands to hurt people to raise them up to a Kadosh Baruch to daven. Reb Chaim ben Yamin Puncher Moli, in his Pesach Tvir and Simon Sadihei, says the raising of our hands in tefillah is only on condition the hands are clean from Geneva and Gezela, which unfortunately many people are not able to say. The Bracious Rabban, Perek Samach, says, Vasisa Rivka Sadeha Vateres Yitzchak. Rivka raised up her eyes and she saw Yitzchak. Amar Rav Huna, Tzfas Shiyado Shetucha B'tefillah. What did she see that made Yitzchak so interesting to her? That was so interesting to Rivka? The answer is that she saw that Yitzchak Avinu davened with his hands upwards like this. Amra, Vade Adam Gadol, he's certainly an Adam Gadol, Lakach She'ela Alav. Therefore, she asked Eliezer, who is this man who davens in such a special way? Rechaim Zaitchik writes in his Mayane Chaim, what was so special about the tefillah of Yitzchak? He says, based on the Zohar, that Yitzchak was raising his hands up. And only a person, as the Zohar says, who sincerely davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from their power of their hearts, without any external things getting in the way, that's a person who can daven in such a great way, and that's what she noticed about Yitzchak Avinu. With this, by the way, we can also explain a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lech. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Avram el Hamelech Sdom, Harimosi Adi el Hashem, Kel el Yom Kaneshim Avaretz." Avram says to the king of Sdom, "I raise my hands up to Hashem, the Creator of heaven and earth." Imechud v'yatzroch na'al v'imekach mikol asher lach. I won't take a string and a shoelace, says Avram to the king of stone, so that no one should say that you, the king of stone, are the one who provided and took care of Avram Avinu. Now, what does it mean that Avram was Haraimosi Yadi, that he raised his hands up? The Targum Onkelos says Haraimosi Yadi means that it was a lashon of tefillah. Avram raised up his hands to Hashem and said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to take a string, I'm not going to take a shoelace, because I want it to be known that only you provide for me. Now this Targum Onkelos is against most of the Mefarshim. They understand that Avram raised his hand as a form of oath. That's what he was doing. Now why would Onkelos say this against everybody else? So Rashi in Maseches Sota Daf Yud Zayin, and in Maseches Chulin Daf Pei Tes says that Avram didn't want to take from the king of stone because he didn't want to have anything to do with Gezel. So if so, we can say that the only person who's allowed to daven with their hands raised up like this is a financially clean person who took nothing that wasn't theirs. And therefore Avram raised up his hands in prayer because he to show that I took nothing from the king of Sodom. Everything I had was earned properly and taken in the proper derech as well. That is reason, again, reason number three or four, that only people who are tzaddik, a very special tzaddik, and who don't have anything to be wrong with their hands, can daven in such a fashion. The last reason is based on a Rashi. Rashi in our pasuk says that Moshe had to leave the city in order to daven because there was avodah zarah everywhere. So Rav Hillel Lichtenstein, who's the Talmud of the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, writes in his Mikrei Dardiki as follows. He says, Lama hutzrach Moshe l'tseis minayir l'spalo mibarad. Why did Moshe have to leave the city daven for barad? V'lo asakein b'tzvaradim v'arav. He didn't leave the city to daven for other makos. Why for the mak of barad did Moshe leave the city to daven? V'efshalomar mishum shetfila zos haise bechusa yose gedola. This is a very special davening. This davening was different than the last six davenings. Why? because this davening was with Moshe's hands extended upward towards Hashem. And therefore, Mishum Hachi Hutzrach Gam L'Seis L'Chotzir, to daven in such a way with your hands up, you had to leave the city. Only for tefillos of priestess Kapayim and extending our hands can you not daven when there's a Avodah Zarah. Perhaps for this reason, we don't daven with outstretched arms anymore, because we live amongst the Goyim, and there's places of Avodah Zarah all around us. The Trumas Hadeshen writes in Simen Vav, he discusses a person who's traveling and it's time for mincha. He can either daven on the road or enter into a hotel where there'll be idols for Avodah Zarah. Where's the better to daven? In a hotel where there's Avodah Zarahs all over the place, with crosses all over the place, or on the road where you're going to be distracted? So the Trumas Hadeshen says he should daven on the street instead of going into the hotel where there will be Avodah Zarah. He learns this practice from Moshe Rabbeinu. However, if there's a suffix whether those passing by on the road will interrupt, and inside the hotel there's a quiet place to daven without Avodah Zarah, in that particular corner, you should go into the hotel and daven there. And he says, today you can't find any pure spots where there's no Avodah Zarahs. There's Getshkalach, and there's crosses, all types of things all over the place, and you can't find a place that's not going to be a piece of Avodah Zarah. And inside the halacha by the Ramah, in Simen Tzadi Dalad, in Sif Tes as well. This has a nafka mila halacha. The Sharam Mitzvah B'Halacha, Rav Braun writes in his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud Ches, that if you're in a hospital room and there's a cross in the hospital room, which we have in some of our local hospitals, and there's no way to leave the room, you can daven with your eyes closed, even though there's a cross in the room. And he cites the Atzei Chaim, Rav Chaim Zvi Teitelbaum, in a letter to Rav Shaul Brach, as he says this as well. The Leif Avram says a chol in a hospital is considered a shas avachak, and they can daven in such a case as well. But this yesod is important for us, because ideally you shouldn't daven by Avodah Zarahs. But unfortunately, who knows the types of Avodah Zarahs are around us, and therefore perhaps that's why you don't daven anymore with our hands outstretched. So to review, let's go through the four or five reasons why it is that we don't daven with outstretched hands anymore. It's not considered appropriate. One, the Goyim do it. Number two, we're not on a level to say that we're makabel, ready to catch everything Hashem sends to us. Number three, the Zohar says it's very severe to use that hand motion outside of davening when we're afraid we're going to misuse it if we use it during davening. We might have proper kavana. And number four over here, is that you have to be clean of gzela and not using your hands for any averus in order to do it. And number five is that maybe it's only for places where there's mamish no avodah zarah anywhere, and nowadays we don't know if there's going to be a Avodah Zarah near us, it wouldn't be appropriate as well. So now that we've discussed for the last, 15 minutes or so, what we shouldn't do during davening with our hands, let's talk about what we should do with our hands during davening. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud says that Rava would be Fechar Yedei Umatzle. What does that mean? That Rava was Fechar Yedei and he would daven. So there's four shittas in the Rishonim. Rashi, the Nemukah Yosef, the Rashbat say that it means that he would hug his hands with his fingers. He would daven like this. The Taz cites the Mekubalim, who say that one shouldn't interlock their fingers during davening, during a Shalom, a Pikabalah, and therefore we don't daven nowadays. It also looks a bit Christian, but we don't daven nowadays like this. Number two, Rabbeinu Chananel, cited by the Ran, says that his hands would be behind his back, like a slave whose hands are tied. He would daven in a way to show that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, and like him an Eved Lefnei HaMelech. Number three is Rabbeinu Perachia, and the Gemara in Shabbos says that his hands were down by his side, like a soldier. And number four is the Kesef Mishnah, who says, and this is his source probably of the Rambam as well, in Hilchos Tefillah Perakei, the Rambam says, "Meniach Yadav al Libo, Kefusin Hayimanis al Smelos." You should daven with your hands over your heart, with your right hand over your left. This is the Rambam, Mesasai LaHalacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and the source, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is Argamar and Shabbos, to daven, right hand over left, over the heart. The Arizal, the Asar Mamaros, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah says, these are reasons al pi Kabbalah, why the right should be over the left. And the Magen Avraham cites the Ramak, who says that the right thumb should be tucked inside the palm of the left, like this, over the heart. Now, Bizman Hazeh, we daven from a sitter. So I'll tell you this. If you're holding a sitter, you should hold a sitter and daven, and that's the best thing you should do. But if you have a shtender, you're not holding a sitter to daven, then your hand should be over your heart, right over left, with the thumb tucked inside the left hand. This is what side the halacha by the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz says this is the general form of submissiveness. Now, The Beis Yosef cites the Ma'ari Abuhav, who says that nowadays one should stand with their hands as they would before an important person. There's no rules nowadays. Whatever way you would stand with your hands before a distinguished person, by a dignitary, a leader, and you went to visit them, that's how you should stand. This is cited by the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Acharav, the Mishabur and the Aruch HaShulchan, when it comes to how we should position our hands during davening. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue Be'ezus Hashem next week. A good Shabbos.